two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
I really feel inflation when I am in the grocery store. It is like every time I put something in my cart, Dave, it's not just cha-ching. It's like cha-ching, 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 ching, ching. And then I go to the next item and it's like cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
Like a reverse jackpot?
It's stick. Yeah. It's sticker shock. It is for me. I know it is for a lot of my friends. We're all talking about it. This has hit America hard. And I finally saw the number in a headline.
Yeah.
And it makes sense to me. The New York Post estimating it's an extra $175 a month we're forking out for inflation.
And you know what makes me so angry is the government is claiming, you know, inflation's not that bad. I mean, it's up a little bit. That is not my reality. The government says the inflation is up 5.3%. $5 on every $100, right? What planet are they living on?
Since when did you believe anything the government tells you?
It's true. I'm a skeptic.
So let's break down the specifics in 10 minutes about grocery store prices.
Yeah. Here's a little preview. We got these numbers from the Washington Post. Heather Long has broken down by category, by food. Mm. The most inflated food right now. Are you ready for this? Bacon. How dare they? How dare they touch my bacon?
So how
expensive is bacon?
Yeah, so break that down for me.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, Porky Pig. If you want a little Porky Pig, it's going to cost you 19% more than it was last year. 19%, Deb!
Well, now that you use Porky Pig and bacon in the same sentence, I no longer need to eat bacon. I'm good. Thanks for talking me out of buying bacon.
Did you forget where bacon came from?
For my Sunday brunch. Sort of. Okay, so what are the problems here? Let's break down the problems, David. We got to talk about supply shortages. This is all over Utah's morning news this morning. They were talking about the supply shortages.
Yeah.
We know that there are about 60 to 70 cargo ships that are stuck off the coast of California. We know that there's been massive government spending. I mean, we're approaching like $10 trillion in COVID spending alone. And then in that Post article, you've got the chief economist at Moody's Analytics saying that the rising cost of food, fuel, housing costs, making up $70,000. What for an American making $70,000 is an extra $175 a month. So if you're making $75,000 a year right now, and you know what your spending is, you're forking out $175 a month. I'm just going to round that up to $200 a month and say that's $2,400 a year, at least.
Yes.
At least.
Well, what do you spend $200 a month on? I can tell you right now, it's a car payment for us. I mean, it's a used car with a ton of miles, but it's a car payment for us.
I know wheels on it, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're in the ballpark.
It's more than my cell phone bill. If you double the cost of every subscription I have, Deb, and you know I have all the subscriptions. I've got Netflix, Hulu, Apple Music, Audible. I've got it all. It's double the cost of all of my subscriptions. That's how it's impacting me. That's how it's impacting Americans. So it doesn't do us any good by pretending like, oh, inflation's not that bad. It's about 5%.
Food is such a big deal to me. Inflation on food is a big deal to my family. I tend to really, I'm super cautious at the grocery store anyway, believe it or not. As for as much money as I spend on groceries, I can honestly say that. But inflation.
Yeah, you buy all Brussels sprouts.
Inflation takes things just to a whole new level for me. So can we save our discussion about the grocery store and inflation there for our, you know, our next discussion?
Yeah.
And let's get into this. Where are we feeling it? Gas pump, 42% up. Rental cars.
Gas. Now, gas is a little weird,
I agree. I want to almost set gas aside because it fluctuates, right? It's all over the place.
But it still is something that you're paying for every single month. And the fact that it's up 42% from last year, that's devastating to the pocketbook.
I'm definitely feeling it.
Yeah.
Rental cars. I tried to rent a car this summer. I thought, forget it, I'll walk everywhere.
Yeah.
In fact, I decided not to fly anywhere this summer. And I drove everywhere just so I had a car when I got there. Up 43%. You need a used car, Dave? You talk about the $175 a month in inflation you're paying going towards a used car? Forget about it. That's up 24%. You can't afford a used car right now. Hotels, 18%. Televisions, 13%. Your kids' shoes, David, I'm going to make you weep, up 12%.
And it all adds, right? I mean, a dollar here and a dollar there may not be that big of a deal. But when you're making hundreds or thousands of purchases in a month, and I'm talking about, you know, boxes of cereal count as a purchase, now you're talking real money.
Is the cost of living, those increases in your paycheck, is that keeping up?
No, not even
close. Are you afraid of that?
Well, how many employees didn't even get a cost of living increase last year? Or you get, you know, 1 or 2% and, you know, you're happy about it, I guess. But when everything is 5-6% more and even worse, then you're not even getting a raise. You're losing money. It's been brutal.
Let's get into that discussion. I've got the grocery shopping list. You want to grab a cart?
Yeah.
Let's head down the aisles in 5 minutes. Let's talk about the price of beef. Let's talk about the price of pork. Let's talk about eggs. Let's talk about chicken. It's not just about your bacon, David. No.
Bacon. That's all, folks. Beautiful.
Dave and Dejanovic.
All right, fire up the grocery cart, David, because the government says that inflation is about 5%. Of course, they track this. It's called the Consumer Price Index. Dave and I, the economists that we are, we call it the CPI. CPI, 5%. Dave ain't buying it.
Garbage. Garbage numbers. Like, why insult us by saying, oh, it's only about 5%? I'm like, go ahead and just look at my grocery bill and look at me with a straight face and tell me, that's only about 5%.
Before I take you grocery shopping with me, David, tell us about your grocery shopping experience and the final tab after you purchased two meals.
Yeah, okay. So last night I go shopping and I buy essentially carbonara, which is spaghetti and some bacon.
It's not so fancy.
Some very fancy. So I buy some carbonara. I buy a couple roaster chickens, some rice, a couple, you know, curry sauces.
Yum.
So not super fancy. Uh-huh. Some milk. Okay. That's about it. And I'm checking out, $55.
What?
Two meals, $55. And
did you comply?
I'm like, are you sure there? They're like, look, but you saved $13 because you used our special cut. I don't know. All I know is about two meals.
You felt ripped off.
$55.
You felt ripped off by inflation.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you say carbonara? Would you call that?
Yeah.
I just call it spaghetti with bacon in it.
Trust me, you got to have some carbonara.
Do you remember what you paid per pound for the bacon? Maybe that's part of the problem.
That's part of the
bacon,
problem.
Bacon.
Bacon. The most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah! Yay, bacon!
Jim Gaffigan's the best.
Wah, wah, wah.
But that's exactly how I feel about bacon.
It's up almost 20%. Now, I happened to catch a sale on bacon the other day.
No, you didn't.
I did.
That is not safe bacon down.
If you're getting
bacon for a deal, there's no way that bacon is still healthy.
And you can tell when bacon starts to turn, right?
You're like, huh, brown bacon. awesome.
It goes from that delicious looking fake red color to sort of mildly brownish. It's up 20%. So maybe you should take the bacon out of your carbonara and just make spaghetti. Beef. This is not a shocker to me. I don't eat a lot of beef anymore, so I really do notice the price hikes when I go to buy it, up 18%.
Well, I try to game the system on beef.
Like when you're in Vegas, gaming the system?
No, I buy all my beef at once. We actually slaughter a do you slaughter a cow or is it a bull? I don't even know.
It all slaughter sounds a beef. Horrible.
It's a cow? Okay. That's right. Ty just told me it's a cow.
He's from Kansas. He knows.
He's a Midwest guy, man.
He's from Kansas.
You know, yeah. Ty knows his beef. I buy a cow, or at least a half a cow. We slaughter it, pack it, and then we stuff our freezer full. From last year to this year, roughly the same weight, we get about 100 pounds of packed meat.
This is so interesting.
It was a couple hundred dollars more. A couple hundred
dollars more. You're going for it again. You're doing it the same way again this year.
We do it every year. Same company.
Okay.
Same business. We got the cow from the same folks. It was exactly the same thing, and it was $200 more than it was last year.
Pork?
It was up probably 40%.
Tell me you don't do this to Porky Pig too.
Listen, if I could. I would slaughter a pig all day.
This makes sense. I mean, bacon's up 19%. They see you coming with bacon, right?
Yeah.
They know you're coming, and they're like, mark up the price. She's in the zip code. You know her fam loves bacon. Who doesn't love bacon? 19%. But pork overall up 13%. Not quite as high as... So I guess if you get the cheap pork chops, you're not quite as stung by inflation.
Well, still, we're
it's
acting like 13% is a win.
Hey, I'm not happy about this. I'm just letting you vent right now. I'll vent in a minute. Eggs up 13%. Definitely noticed. I eat a ton of eggs. A ton of eggs. I had an egg this morning. I had two eggs yesterday afternoon for lunch. I probably had three or four eggs the day before that. Eggs up 13%. There's no doubt. I feel it. I did the math on the 18 pack versus the 12, the dozen. I ended up buying the 18 pack last time just to save a few cents. Chicken up 8%. Felt that too. I bought a whole chicken. I call it the used whole chicken where it's about ready to go to the dumpster and they mark it down.
It's appetizing.
It was still like almost $7. I'm going to smoke that chicken this afternoon. You are not invited to dinner, by the way. That's up 8%. Apples up 8%.
No bobbing for apples this year.
Really?
8% increase?
Like Scrooge? the Grinch? I notice it when I get to the check stand and it feels like the tally is like, just goes up and up and up and up and up. And it feels like I'm losing control of my grocery budget.
Well, it's very easy to do because... As we were talking about this, this is the proteins, right? Your beef, your pork, your chicken, it's the proteins. You don't see cauliflower up 18%, right? So some of this is the market, right? But I look at it, you're not going to go and I don't know, the vegetarian lifestyle is not for me. So I'm going to pay the prices. I've got to feed the family.
You have to eat. You don't have, and you aren't a farmer.
No.
You got to eat. And the only thing you do is slaughter a cow, right?
I skipped the middleman, and we still are paying hundreds more.
Let me give you three ways that in 35, 40 years of grocery shopping, I've figured out a way. This is the only way I have found to cut inflation. I have to coupon shop. I shouldn't say cut inflation, fight inflation. I fight back. I coupon shop more. I found myself doing that last week. I was standing in. Look, if my cart is parked in the middle of the cheese aisle and you got to go around me, don't bump the back of my heels. I'm looking for a coupon. I'm looking for the 50 cent off coupon. I got cheese, like a package of cheese for $1.28 for five of them or something like that a couple of weeks ago.
There is some good news. When we're talking about the inflation, it always hits the low income and the fixed income families the hardest. inflation hits them the hardest. Of course it does. But we do have some good news, and this is for all you Social Security folks out there. You're actually getting a cost of living increase of 6%. 6%.
That's good.
So that's the biggest increase since 1982. They mostly give you about a 1% or a 0.5% increase from year to year. Now, it's so bad that even the government is saying, well, it is pretty bad. We'll give you a 6% increase, Social Security.
Can I give you my two last tips?
Okay.
A meal plan. You got a meal plan.
Plan it out.
You got to plan it out. You can't just go on a whim, Dave. I know you did that the other night. That's why it's $55.
Yep.
I love it. Yeah, you admit it. And then also you gotta enjoy your leftovers. You gotta enjoy the leftovers. Make one meal last two nights.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.